This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Imagine, if you can, in this internet economy of late 2014, a social network that doesn't want your data, doesn't want to slice it and dice it and sell it off to make a boatload of money. Such a thing is not actually out of the question. It does actually exist. It's called Diaspora, and it's the topic of Jim Dwyer's latest book, which is in turn called More Awesome Than Money. Jim, it's good to have you with us.
Thank you, Kai.
What exactly is it that is more awesome than money?
Four young kids driven by ideals, using all the great tools of modern technology to try and invent a new social network that would not compromise people's privacy.
They find themselves sitting around a computer lab at NYU, these four guys do, in 2010, and they say, you know what, let's be the anti-Facebook, sort of.
They said, let's build something that's better than Facebook or an alternative to Facebook. One of the boys actually killed off his Facebook account because he was so sick of the way he had so little control over what was done with his information. Another one wouldn't sign up for it. Yet they craved the social connections that you could get through networking.
It strikes me that this is a disruption of a disruption, right? If Facebook is the sort of disruptive force, or, you know, big aggregated social networks are the disruptive force in society today, these guys were trying to disrupt that a little bit.
They were trying to rewire the lines of power so that instead of going into a central server or central spot, they were held by each individual.
Interestingly, they were not able to rewire the lines of finance. They wound up going to the venture capital community. They went to Kickstarter. I mean, they needed money to do what they were going to do.
Well, that's part of their exciting story, is actually how they got going. They thought, this would be fun. Let's work on this. Let's do something for 5 or 6 months and put this together. And then they realized they were coming up to the summertime and they didn't want to leech off their parents. And they decided, well, let's see if we pass the hat on Kickstarter, which was then itself in 2010 fairly new. And they sent out word that they wanted $10,000. So within a couple of weeks, they had gotten 20. And then they ended up with a couple hundred thousand dollars and a waiting list, ultimately, of 500,000 people who wanted to join. So after that, then the venture capital community kind of got interested, but they could not ever actually come up with a business model apart from the existing business models that much of the web is built around, which is collecting data, aggregating data.
Is it unfair to say that this idea is kind of underperforming? I mean, we're all dissatisfied with the Facebook privacy protocols, right? And the way our data is out there, not just on Facebook, but on Twitter and every place. And yet Diaspora only has like, what, a couple hundred thousand members? I mean, it's not as big as one would think it might be.
Oh, for sure. It's not a Facebook killer, nor is it at this point an alternative for the vast networking powers of Facebook or Twitter or something like that. Diaspora was people kind of devoted to an idea, privacy, but not really connected to each other in basic human ordinary exchanges.
What do you think that says then? And this is a little off topic, but what the heck? What do you think that says about all the wailing and gnashing of teeth we do about privacy?
I think we haven't even started to grapple with how ordinary life has changed in the last 15 years. Early in the book, I quote a rabbi from the 10th century. And one of the prohibitions he made was, you know, you can't divorce a woman without letting her know that you're divorcing her if you're a man. Or you can't open other people's mail and read it. This is a fundamental human moray. And that has gone down through the ages, that people have some autonomy over what they share and who they share it with. That's disappeared with our current web ecosystem. And I think that we have stepped into this before we even realized we were boiling like the frog, you know, in the pot of water that slowly heated up.
It's a book called More Awesome Than Money by Jim Dwyer. Jim, thanks very much for your time.
Thank you, Kai.